Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 13th of February 2026. Today's topic is a source of encouragement. Our text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. Key verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. Barnabas was a companion and fellow missionary with Apostle Paul. In fact, the Holy Spirit specifically mentioned his name that he and Paul be separated for the special work which God had called them into. Barnabas was not only a preacher of the gospel, he was known as the son of consolation. He was a source of encouragement to a lot of people in the early church. He was the first to extend hands of fellowship to Saul after his conversion on the road to Damascus. He was also one of the first people to sell his land and brought the proceeds to the apostles to be given to the needy. Barnabas was a great encouragement to the people in the early church. God also wants you to be a Barnabas, son of encouragement, to your family, church, community, and everywhere you find yourself. Encouragement is a special gift we can give to others. It is like a little light that brightens someone's day and helps him/her feel stronger. Sometimes, all a person needs is a kind word, a simple message, or a prayer to lift his spirit when he is feeling down or discouraged. We are all called to be sources of encouragement to the people around us, just like Jesus did. Prayer for today. Jesus, help me to be an encouragement to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.